540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin this hour with new threats from North Korea. State media appears to refer to deployment of a U.S. nuclear submarine in South Korea. Pyongyang claims meets the conditions for the North to use nuclear weapons. U.S. officials say North Korea has not responded to attempts to discuss the fate of an American soldier detained this week. Pentagon correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Private Travis King apparently bolted across the heavily fortified border between the Koreas. He was at an airport in Seoul, expected to travel to Fort Bliss in Texas, when he fled and joined a tour group. The Pentagon has reached out to counterparts in North Korea, but there has been no response. His family says he may have been overwhelmed by legal troubles in South Korea and a possible discharge from the U.S. military.
We're getting new details about possible charges facing former President Trump in a Justice Department investigation into election interference. Among them, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is at federal court in Washington.
The grand jury investigating January 6th is still meeting. They could return to this courthouse later this morning with a potential indictment of former President Trump looming.
They're picking up the pieces after yet another round of severe weather in the South.
At least 16 people were hurt when an EF3 tornado with 150 mile per hour winds hit in Nash County, North Carolina, about an hour east of Raleigh.
Terrifying, scared. We didn't know what to do. We started panicking.
When I looked out, it was like midnight.
Watched the roof come off the house and just sit there and hold and pray.
The storm caused heavy damage to a Pfizer pharmaceutical plant that produces nearly 25% of all sterile injectable medications used in U.S. hospitals. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
They're dealing with catastrophic flooding after heavy rain in western Kentucky. As for searing heat in the Southwest, people in Phoenix face a high of 117 degrees today. How'd you like to send money or receive it in a matter of seconds, 24/7? Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the Federal Reserve is finally ready to kick off a modern payment system.
FedNow is launching with 41 banks and 15 service providers, including community banks and large lenders like JPMorgan Chase, Bank of New York Mellon, and U.S. Bancorp.
Protests in Baghdad. Iraq's prime minister has ordered the Swedish ambassador to pack his bags and leave after a demonstrator stomped on a copy of the Quran in Stockholm. It comes hours after Iraqi protesters, angry over the plan, broke into the Swedish embassy and lit a small fire. S&P futures down 12. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The arrest rate for stolen cars in Milwaukee stands at only 6%. The latest numbers from Milwaukee police show out of nearly 9,000 car theft cases last year, only 525 people were arrested. Car thefts have the lowest arrest rate compared to other crimes in the city. The cops are everywhere. Pete Schwaba has a story about a pedal patrol locally.
Bicycles are considered vehicles, and Waukesha County Sheriff's deputies are out patrolling on those two wheels. The department says Bug Line Trail and parks in Sussex are particular areas of pedaling for two bike unit cops. Police say bicyclists must obey the same rules of the roads as powered four-wheel vehicles.
Winger and Warrant are still coming, but Skid Row is out for a weekend show at the Waukesha County Fair. An illness has Skid Row canceling. For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM. WAUK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Mary. Hey, good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. My head hurts when I listen to these discussions. My basic conclusions are that you can't reason with conditions or situations of brainwashing, ignorance, the thrust and influence of power and money, and sometimes literally psychosis. And on the positive side, I am in awe and so proud of the people that are working commendably to protect democracy. I believe that right is going to prevail in the end. Thanks for your work,
Mary, and what you are talking about is the very people who claim to love law enforcement, right? Who claim to support law enforcement, have made this 360-degree turn because they want to protect a man who clearly is not worthy of selling all of these other people down the river. FBI, CIA, Justice Department. It is clear. Everybody knows that Donald Trump, if he's reelected, is going to dismantle those offices. He's already said it. And yet there are people who then will say, well, I support the police. I support the blue. You can't. Law enforcement is across the board. It's not just in your city or in your town. It's national. And to sell all those people down the river for, you know, somebody like Donald Trump is unconscionable to me. Mary, thank you very much, as always. Let's go to David from Equan.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Really quickly, you know, the Supreme Court just came out 9-0, Missouri versus Biden. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. Do you know what it's about?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, the reason why it was a 9-0 vote was because there was an argument.
Tell us about what the case was, David. What was the case?
That the U.S. government was coordinating against suppressing and trying to manipulate the Twitter, Facebook, other forms of different outlets out there to actually suppress people's ideas that differ from what was being said. And there was a coordinated attack, and you can look this up, Earl, where free speech was literally being destroyed, potentially because the U.S. government was having direct contact with all these companies, private companies, to suppress anybody's opinion that was different. And it was just ruled just like a week
ago. So, David, let me see if I have it right. So when you say anybody's opinions that are different, you're basically saying then that the Joe Biden-led White House was suppressing, not liberal speech, but conservative speech. That's really what you're saying, right?
And you look at.
So I mean, really, that's what you're saying.
What I'm saying to you is, if you said that the COVID came out of a Wuhan lab, you were silenced, and consequently, it turns out that there's validity.
Hey, David.
I mean,
it's hard for me. So I was around during that time. Okay, I wasn't under a rock. And I read responses on those sites that said it came out of Wuhan, David. They didn't just totally dismiss all of that. I remember reading on those different sites.
What I want you to do is look at what they did to the New York Post with the Hunter Biden laptop. New York Post was banned from Twitter, Facebook, anything that was posting about that laptop. They were coordinated by the U.S. government to not post that. That was totally blocked.
Okay, so David.
I suggest that you read the Missouri versus Biden, what that came out of that.
So, David.
That will give you all the details as to what's going on.
So, David, as far as what you are saying and the Supreme Court is saying is that the federal government colluded to make sure that information that would have, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the Joe Biden family, they protected the criminal activity of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. That's clearly kind of what you're saying, right?
Well, and that's what was ruled on.
Okay.
It wasn't just a conservative liberal bank.
So here's why, David, those of us on the other side, watch Donald Trump and all of the criminal activity that he's done. And you want us to look at Joe Biden and his family and say, look, they're criminals, but you totally dismiss the fact that a man running for president of the United States is under so many different indictments, and then you say, well, what they're doing to him is not right, is not fair, because they didn't do it to Joe Biden. You're not saying that, hey, what Donald Trump did and all these things he did was wrong, and he should pay the price for that.
What I'm saying to you, Israel, is I believe that, yes, when he has to have his day in court, and all these things that these indictments or whatever, yes, it needs to come out. I agree with you. But what I'm also telling you is that on the other side of the coin, you had a very coordinated scenario where you have people in the government trying to literally manipulate what's being said out there, what's being done. And that should be scary. I'm calling a spade a spade. If Donald Trump is convicted and he's tried, whatever, so be it.
David,
at the same token, that Joe Biden is, you know, if you've been watching the IRS whistleblower situation, it's very revealing as to the fact that there's been a lot of things going on there.
Hey,
very,
David,
very nefarious.
What's scary to me is that a guy who's running for president of the United States, Donald Trump, can contact the House Speaker and tell the House Speaker how to defend him and other congressmen. And this is how you defend me. And the fact that he can make that call and the information is out in the public, and somehow that's okay. He's, you know, when we talk about these things, and you want us to, you know, well, you know, Joe Biden, Donald Trump is still at it. He's still trying to get, and the fact that the House Speaker would take the call and that information is public on what Donald Trump was asking, and somehow that, you know, doesn't resonate with you and other guys like you.
What I'm saying is, I don't agree with it, but the fact that it's out there, it's not being suppressed, though, either, is it?
It's not a matter of whether it's being suppressed.
Is it being suppressed? No, you're talking about it.
Hey, Dave, I told you when you claim that the people with Wuhan and their thoughts were being suppressed, I said to you that I remember reading constantly the people who were opposed to that, who supported that theory on all those sites. So it wasn't totally suppressed. It was not. I do this every day. So I know, I read, I go through a lot of those things. You're saying it was totally suppressed. It was not.
Enough, because there was enough people out there that kept bringing it up.
All right, David, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to... Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Go ahead, man.
Good morning, Earl. How are you on this fabulous day?
I'm always fine, man.
All right. Yeah, it is. But I don't trust the justice system either anymore.
Why? Why not?
The reason. Well, why? What? The cocaine that was found in the White House. Whatever. All of a sudden now, nothing's going to be done or investigated.
So let me
anymore.
Ask you, they've investigated because it. They've investigated it. What do you want them to do?
Like Ted Cruz says, they know everybody that goes in and out of that White House. They know who did it. It's just a matter of
Let me say this to you. All the different people who move around there, it was in an area where many people move in and out and around. It's kind of like a public area. And just because Ted Cruz and you say they know who did it doesn't mean that's the truth, man. It doesn't mean that's factual. Who are they protecting? You and others mentioned Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden wasn't anywhere near there.
At the time,
what?
It is. It's a two-tier justice system because everything is on the right. Look at, they were going after Trump the second day he got in office. That's going over 6 years, and he still haven't got anything.
They have plenty on him, man. Okay? They have plenty on him. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gauge Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 82. West winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 57. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, highs around 82. 82 Saturday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, 84 Sunday, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Text 2789, text us at that same number. I've grown weary of this subject, so we're going to move on. So those of you on the phone line, sorry, I'm going to move on. And here's a subject that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time, and it's forgiveness. And I know that we are all charged with forgiveness. But it's not an easy thing to do. When people have aggrieved you, and there's not one of us who have not been aggrieved in our lives, it is something that's going to happen to all of us. And maybe we've been the one who need to ask for forgiveness. I know all of us need to ask for forgiveness, and we all need to forgive. But it's not an easy thing to do. It's not. And I struggle with it. I truly do. Because sometimes you say, and especially when it's a loved one, right? When it's a loved one, a family member, and you feel aggrieved and you can never heal, they say, until you're willing to first forgive. And I'm sorry, I struggle with it. I really do. And so, you know, I don't think I'm the only one who struggles with that. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Here's a story. My sadistic dad abused me and cut me out of his will. I was shocked by why I forgave him. Some urged me to forgive him, citing forgiveness as an edict. Good people forgive. Was I a good person? When you can't forgive, does it make you an evil person? You know, and when you carry that with you, I already know that it destroys you when you can't forgive. Because when we sit around angry at others who are enjoying their lives, who don't even know that you're wrapped up in this anger because of something that happened in the past, you can never have any peace. So you're feeling this way about somebody who aggrieved you maybe 10 years ago, maybe yesterday, you know, maybe last month, Calvin, maybe 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. There are people who carry these grudges for 30, 40, a lifetime. And you can't get beyond it. And it destroys you. And so this young lady, I learned about my father's passing many months after his death when a surrogate court sent me an obligatory legal notice. An estate had been created in his name. In his will, my father passed me over, stating not once but twice that under no circumstances was I to receive any money, even if all the other possible beneficiaries were deceased. In my father's view, it seemed I was unforgivable. I mean, you know, that's when you go to your deathbed and you've pre-written this in your will, that one of your own children, that you hated that person so much, your own child, that even if all the rest of his beneficiaries were deceased, that this child was not to receive anything. Man, Calvin, that's a pretty rough reality. Listen, we got to go to a break. So we'll do this on the other side, 844-967-2789. But there are people who hate so dearly and so eternally. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Put a little love in your heart, a little heart in your love. Together we can make a way. Listen to me. Don't want it too hard. Oh, what I'm trying to say. Cause it's love. Love the only way.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. North Korea is warning the U.S. has met conditions for Pyongyang to use nuclear weapons.
after an American nuclear submarine and other weapons were deployed to South Korea this week. U.S. officials say the North hasn't responded to attempts to discuss the fate of an American soldier who crossed the border during a tour of the DMZ. Devastation in western Kentucky, where torrential rain has given way to catastrophic flooding in Carlisle County.
I've never seen nothing like that. And we've had floods before, but not like this.
The Federal Reserve is finally launching a modern payment system that'll let you send and receive money in seconds, 24/7. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
In the coming years, customers of banks and credit unions who sign up for the FedNow service will be able to use their financial institution's app to send instant payments directly from their bank accounts.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The search for a teenage driver who led Franklin police on a high-speed chase over the weekend has ended, as officers have discovered the 17-year-old's body in a local quarry. The chase reached speeds of over 100 miles an hour before the driver and passengers crashed and fled, concluding when the driver jumped a fence onto the quarry's property. The medical examiner has scheduled an autopsy, and police are still searching for one of the passengers involved in the incident. Five Milwaukee aldermen are taking a firm stance against using city funds for stadium repairs, insisting that the Brewers should seek private sector funding, use some of their own money, and obtain the rest through credit. Lawmakers have been trying to secure nearly $400 million in taxpayer dollars to maintain American Family Field and ensure the Brewers' long-term presence in Milwaukee. For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
This Wednesday, check out the Pewaukee Farmers Market from 3 till 7 p.m. Enjoy delicious food, produce, homemade essentials, and more. It takes place at Christ Church. For more details, ChristPewaukee.org. Celebrate with your friends and family at Croatian Park on Thursday. Experience Franklin's own take on the Wisconsin Beer Garden tradition. The Franklin Beer Garden is open to the public and all are welcome from 5 till 10 p.m. This Friday, enjoy live music on various stages throughout downtown Waukesha with Waukesha's Friday Night Live, 6:30 till 9 p.m. And it's a bird, it's a plane, actually it's both. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show is back this Saturday and Sunday on the Milwaukee Lakefront. This year's show, in its 12th edition, will bring back the famed Blue Angels to headline the event. More details at mkeairwatershow.com.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kynard, at info@civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Just the way nature planned it. We were meant to.
Show.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about forgiveness, and it is really a difficult road to hoe. And I was talking about this poor woman whose father was very abusive to her. And even in his death, in his will, he basically disavowed her and did not want her to receive anything. Later read in the article that he had sexually and psychologically abused her. And in her 30s, she had to deal with all of these different things. But we talk about forgiveness and the impact of that. And I know it is healing, but sometimes it's hard to get to that point. And let me, before we go to the phone lines, as a girl, I often, let me move here. My father wasn't all bad. He could be caring. When I was growing up, he sat beside my bed when I was sick, gave me a pep talk when I felt anxious before my violin audition, and came to the Girl Scouts pop hop doing the do-si-do with me, even though, according to my mother, he hated to dance. For years, I pretended that good father was the whole of him until I couldn't pretend any longer. Now, this man abused his daughter, and she has to live with that for the remainder of her life. But she was told by many of her college roommates and others that you had to overcome this, and the only way you can overcome it is through forgiving. And I'm saying that her father never offered an apology for his behavior, nor was he ever officially reported for or convicted of any crime. Though when I was an adult, I held him accountable in our conversations, and then also after our estrangement in part of a memoir I published in my mid-40s, 2 years prior to his death. While he once over the phone admitted he'd done the things I'd claim, he quickly retracted his statement. He said my perception of his behavior was incorrect and my unforgivable accusations were akin to sticking the knife in his chest. He was the victim. Forgiving. It's not an easy undertaking. And in instances such as this, I know people have to deal with those types of things. I honestly don't know how they do. It would be a difficult thing for me to do if I had to wrestle with those kinds of demons. Calvin, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, luckily I've been privileged enough to not have anyone wrong me in a way that would...
Well, you're still young, too. But...
Yeah, like I said, luckily enough. It definitely is something that you don't want to carry with you. I know, but personally, my dad was kind of estranged from his mother and one of his sisters for a long time. Luckily, they were able to reconcile before my grandma passed away, but that was definitely hard on him for the few years they weren't speaking to each other. And I know that he's in a lot better place now that he's speaking with his sister again and he got to say goodbye to his mom.
Dad, no question. Tom from L.A., yes, sir.
Yeah, Earl, what I would say is that I guess what my issue is that I forgive, but I never forget. So as an example, if there's someone that hurt you, like the young lady in your piece, I would say for her own benefit to not let him take up any more space in her brain, forgive. And but if a person was still alive, I would not go back into the lion's dungeon. I would not, or lion's den. I would basically say, you know what? I forgive you. I wish you well, but I'm not going to have that person in my life again.
You know,
because
Tom,
I honestly do not believe people leave. I don't think people change.
You know, Tom, all of us in this life, none of us will escape this issue. None of us will ever escape having to deal with this, because living means that you're going to be wronged. It also may mean that you are going to wrong some people or somebody. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. How do you get beyond it? Now you Tom, yourself have said you've been able to forgive, and it's easy to say I forgive. It's another thing altogether different to really cleanse your soul of that, right? It's easy to say I forgive, but then you see a person that's wronged you, and you got to deal with that all over again. Not easy, my friend. Not easy.
If a person is still alive, Earl, then I would say, you know what? You go and have that one-on-one conversation with that person, and you say, I forgive you and I wish you well. I'll give you an example. My husband, he has a father that was a born-again pastor, so to speak, been married three times, and, you know, helped counsel couples, but then ended up sleeping with couples, but had an issue where he could not show up for my husband and my wedding after 20 years. Well, a few years ago, he forgave him, or years and years ago, he forgave him. But then the guy went and he got real close to the guy again, and he did the same thing. So what I said is, stop letting him take up this energy and the space in your brain. If you want, forgive him personally, like you did, but then don't have contact with him again, because it's about you being able to be freed up in your brain rather than it is about them. And I think that that's just something we need to do. I don't know if I'll ever forgive George War Criminal Bush for sending us into two illegal wars. But I don't hate him. But I have a real problem. But when it comes to personal things, I usually like to nip things in the bud.
Well, so let me say this, man, Tom. Forgiving and hating are two different things. I don't hate anybody, okay? And I can honestly say that. I don't care. I don't hate anybody, because hate destroys the hater. And so to sit around and use all that negative energy in hating somebody who is not even thinking about you, is not wasting any energy in their lives, and you're sitting around all, you know, frustrated and can't enjoy the sun, can't enjoy the blue skies, you know, can't enjoy the creation because you hate somebody. I've never understood that, you know, but I know that there are people in this society who can't let go of hate, and in the end, it destroys them.
Earl, and what I'll say to that is that when it comes to anybody that I've harmed, I would hope that they would have come to me personally and had said, you did this to me, and I would definitely apologize. Because you know what? I don't want any human being to be hurt by something I said or did or whatever, because, you know, I do live by the actual
tenets.
The actual being of Jesus Christ,
which is about
not judging anyone, which is about loving everyone, which is about, you know, not killing someone's reputation, not hurting other people. And if I did, I completely apologize.
You know, Tom, we try to live up to those tenets, But there was only one who was able, one human being who was able to live up to that standard. So, you know, we try. All we can do is strive. And if we're working on striving, it means we're working on ourselves constantly, and we are working to try to better ourselves. And you know, that's all you can ask, right? If we continue to try to better ourselves each moment of our lives, then we become better human beings, right? They're better people.
And I do believe that there's two emotions in the world, and it's fear and love. And these people that actually have hate, they have fear of some sort. And when you're free, you can love everyone. When you show love, you're closer to, I would say, to the Creator. You know, so to me, it's about trying to express love to even the person at the grocery store, or, you know, whoever it might be, because it just feels better, I think. Hey. And I think that, you know, what Jesus said is you can have your heaven on earth. And the way you have that heaven on earth is by living, you know, the Ten Commandments. Because I don't look at them as commandments. I look at them as promises that if you do not take the Lord thy God's name in vain, that means that you will find God and you will love God. But it's not a commandment.
Hey.
It's more of a way of living life so you don't have chaos.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate the words. Anyway, so, you know, we're going to be giving away 25 sets of State Fair tickets between now and the opening of State Fair. Well, until State Fair is over with. I think it opens August 2nd. So caller number 3 will receive a set of State Fair tickets right now. Caller number 3, 844-967 2789 is the number. Caller number 3 will receive a pair of State Fair tickets. We'll be giving them away daily until we exhaust the number of tickets that we have. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Does the river flow? We were meant to stay together. Ooh. Why does it rain? Why do I feel this pain?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Oh, so I think I ended us too soon.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I think we're pretty much there.
Okay, all right.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crude, and 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 82. Winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 57. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow, high of 82, mainly sunny. 82 Saturday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 84 Sunday, storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Congratulations to my good friend Mary. She won a pair of tickets to attend Wisconsin State Fair. And, you know, I'm really happy that Mary won. But you can win as well. And stay tuned as from now on until we exhaust those tickets. Not only on my show, but the show that follows is also going to be giving away State Fair tickets. Let me talk about some other things. We talk about a whole array of things on the air, and I clearly, you know, I'm a geezer. And still don't, you know, I'm a geezer, and so let's go to Bill, another geezer, before I get into it. Hey, Bill, what's going on, man?
Hey, a geezer.
Man, we're geezers, man.
Now you made my day, Earl.
Hey, Bill.
You let the whole world know.
Hey, Bill, I'm sitting here. We're sitting here with a young guy that's 24 years old. Hey, I think we're geezers.
Well, when you live a quarter of a century, I guess you're a geezer, you know? I guess that qualifies. But anyhow, I do a favor for people. I listen to Fox so they don't have to.
Well, so do I.
And today.
So do I.
And today, they're talking about Jim Jordan and his weaponization investigation. Weaponization. In Jim Jordan's mind means if you commit a crime, you don't do the time because you're a Republican. Now, they're going to say that a man who has 30 felony counts, 22 dozen sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies, 2 impeachments, ought to be able to run for president again. I'm sorry, Jordan. You ought to hear what comes out of your mouth. In America, we don't cater to criminals. We don't debate with terrorists. He committed a crime. he should not be allowed to run for president again. How do you legitimize crime, Jordan?
So,
and my point is, we have to make the public aware that the criminals don't run the court.
So
anymore.
Bill,
we're done.
So Bill, how do you? And this again is the part of this that I will never be able to comprehend is Donald Trump is going to pass away from the scene. He's, you know, he is not going to be around forever. He's not a god. And so he's made of flesh and blood like the rest of us, and he will expire. And so these people have been willing to compromise this nation's future for this one man. And you can't ever go back. And so once Donald Trump has long since passed from the scene, there'll still be a United States government. There'll still be United States people. And you have to ask the questions that what they've done to this nation permanently with supporting this bill. Is it safe to say that?
Well, yeah, it's safe to say it unless you recognize it for what it is. Then once you recognize it for what it is, and I was just listening to, and many attorney generals will agree, there could be RICO charges. And RICO means racketeering. And that's how serious this stuff is.
What?
Now, if we stand on the law and stand up to these people and say, okay, you're done. Don't insult my intelligence. Don't tell me that you're going to form a committee and you're a criminal. You have an outstanding subpoena. Plus, the people back in Ohio are considering suing you. And so that's what you want in our government. America does not and has never and never will want criminals in government.
So, Bill, have you...
We are the only country that allows
it. So, Bill, have you... You've heard, unfortunately... Even on the left, people saying, well, I don't think we can go after him. If we go after him, it's going to create this, it's going to create that. And that's where I have a problem. He committed a crime. If he committed a crime, then he should pay the price. It's not a matter of if we do this, the people on the other side are going to be angry.
I hope they're angry. I hope they're angry, because here's the point. Any man right now that's been charged with a felony should say, well, okay, you can charge me, but I'm going to pull under the Trump rule. I'm considering running for president, so you can't touch me till I do that. We can't be afraid of them drawing a line in the sand. I'm willing to cross. I'll tell you what, if I was in government, I'd cross it tomorrow, and I'd say, now, I hope you're mad. Keep whining, because I want to hear all your complaints. You guys can't comprehend our law. You can't. You think you can bend our law. Our Supreme Court is bent, and we keep doing it. Now, if we roll over and play dead, well, anarchy reigns tomorrow. But remember, America was built on a revolution. America had a civil war. We need to remember the people that defended. My dad was a captain in the Army during World War II, serving in the Pacific and European theater. And if he was alive today, whew, when Scott Walker got elected, Dad looked at me and he said, Bill, I'm done voting Republican.
Hey, Bill.
He recognized it, the onslaught of all of this.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. We'll be back on tomorrow. What day is tomorrow, Calvin?
Tomorrow is Friday.
Wow, man. All right. Just checking. We'll see you guys later.
Now at Menards, get 11% off everything. everything for your next project. It's the perfect time for kitchen updates during Menards 4th of July Household Appliance Sale. Plus, get 11% off the largest in-stock appliance selection. Right now, save over $1,500 on a Maytag fingerprint-resisting 4-piece stainless steel appliance suite after sale price and rebate. Good through July 9th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.